Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand. Have a plan. Have peace and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at the3w's.thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3.
Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Oh, thanks for joining us on Herb Talk and the American Voice Radio Network. Magical engineer Frank and I have a great show, and I hope we're an informative distraction from everything that's going on politically today. I know people are watching and waiting. Some people may be holding their breath. So, just relax, enjoy the show. We got some great information for you. Polls aren't closed if you're still out there voting. So, we got time. So let's just make the best of it and, try not to think too much about all that stress that you've been enduring. This whole process of this political campaign has been stressful. All right. We are going to be talking about, frequent fevers. And what that may mean, because I got a call about that, and so we're gonna check that out. Also, we may touch on our thyroid topic we didn't finish and our checkup issue. So we got lots to talk about, and we have a quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. I lift them up in prayer. I'm praying for this nation. I'm praying for God's hand beyond this nation to guide us, guide the people. Wisdom and discernment, have some of that. I did bring my devotional, and for November 8th, it says, this is also, this is from Isaiah 41, Psalms 102, and Acts 17. It goes like this. Learn to appreciate difficult days. Be stimulated by the challenges you encounter along your way. As you journey through rough terrain with me, gain confidence from your knowledge that together we can handle anything. This knowledge is comprised of 3 parts: your relationship with me, promises in the Bible, and past experiences of coping successfully during hard times. Look back on your life and see how I have helped you through difficult days. And if you're tempted to think Yeah, but that was then, and this is now. Remember who I am. Although you and your circumstances may change dramatically, I remain the same throughout time and eternity. This is the basis of your confidence. In my presence, you live and move and have your being. Amen to that. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. We also know God can't lie, and his will be done. So let's just trust in the Lord and seek his face and mind the time and find the way through the Lord Jesus Christ, because that's the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. All righty, first up in the quacker, let's see. Oh, my goodness. They got some cases of a new superbug and spotted in the United States, drug-resistant fungus. We're going to be talking about that tonight. Yes, we are. 5 months after federal health officials asked hospitals and physicians to be on the lookout for an often fatal antibiotic-resistant fungus called Candida auris, 13 cases have been reported. It's the first time that the fungus, which is easily misidentified in lab tests as the more common Candida yeast infection, and now it's found in the United States. 4 of the first 7 patients have died. So C. aureus could be spread in healthcare settings, according to the CDC. And the first 7 cases described by the CDC in their morbidity mortality report, they occurred in New York, Illinois, Maryland, and New Jersey. All 7 of the patients had been hospitalized for cancer. And you'll understand why I'm saying it that way in a little bit. Also, respiratory failure and some other serious conditions did accompany a lot of those cases. All right, moving along the quacker. Baby wipes causing itchy, scaly rashes. So rashes can be caused by allergic reactions to topical chemicals, sometimes something simple as an allergic reaction to toxins in the household products. Can be mistaken for a medical condition like eczema or impetigo or psoriasis. But according to a new study, a rash on a baby's butt or face may simply be the skin's reaction to the preservatives in the baby wipes. So the baby wipe preservative is causing persistent skin rashes in children, according to a 2-year study from the University of Connecticut School of Medicine. It may be more common than people realize, they said, and manufacturers of the baby wipes have increased the amount of the preservative called methoisothiazolone by 25 times. So the preservatives are also found in other household products like makeup, lotion, and shampoo. Moving along in the quack report, last but not least, this is crazy, surgical robots. We're seeing more and more reports of them. Well, guess what? They just discovered they're impossible to keep clean. Yeah, they're contaminated and you can't get them clean. Introduction of robots to conduct some surgical procedures, but according to a study from Tokyo and New York, they found that these devices are some of the most difficult devices to sterilize. It's just crazy. Researchers discovered that surgical robots can't be satisfactorily cleaned, considering the machines are becoming more prevalent in operating rooms, including New York Hospital, where they recently acquired a new robot to perform vaginal procedures. Ugh. All right, the study's findings reveal that it's absolutely impossible to clean the robots thoroughly enough, meaning that they can't avoid the risk of post-operative infections using robotic surgical devices. So even the manufacturer's cleaning instructions the team found were ineffective. The study was published in the Journal of Infection Control and Hospital Epidemiology, and they analyzed 132 robots and ordinary surgical instruments for a period of 21 months. The scientists in the study, they used in-house cleaning methods, including manual procedures that utilized the ultrasonication, and that was per the manufacturer's instructions, and they gathered protein concentrations after the cleanings to gauge the total amount of and, you know, residues that could produce infection. So just bathing patients, they said, before surgery can help cut down on the number of post-surgical infections. Hey, they said the same thing about hosing down the cows before slaughter to cut down on E. coli, but the farmer said it was too cost, wasn't cost effective to do that. Yeah. So bathing patients, probably never going to happen. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Thanks, Frank. Okay, we're going to be talking about frequent fevers. What could it mean? You know, I got a call and I was asked, what could it mean for a woman to have frequent fevers? So after a woman seeks medical attention and having some tests, she may hear that they still don't know what's wrong. So there seems to be even a low level of concern from medicine regarding an unknown reason for fevers that is really not from an infection. So women are not likely to understand what's going on, and they're probably going to be told, oh, it may be, you know, pre or post menopause, and let's see how it goes, is pretty much what they hear from doctors. So what other reasons could there be for unknown fevers, you know, that aren't infectious related? So what helps these to develop? And some of these fevers, we're told, they come and go. Women say they're not with them all the time. They just come and go. So we're going to check this out, see what's going on. The body sends us signals, like a flare gun in some instances, and I think this is one of them. More physicians are beginning to understand the importance of listening to the body and the signals it often gives. No matter how insignificant should they seem, they should be taken seriously before a serious diagnosis occurs. So we often dismiss symptoms as a nuisance, especially if they, you know, don't heavily impact our daily function. So we should, however, notice everything, no matter how small the difference. So in 1907, a Boston, Massachusetts doctor by the name of Dr. Richard Cabot, he was at Boston's General Hospital. He wrote about a few cases of fevers of unknown origins. In his report, it was titled The Three Long Continued Fevers of New England. So in 1952, Dr. Paul Beeson of Yale University also published a series of writings on unexplained fevers. So he wrote that what appeared to be healthy people who exhibited temperatures that slightly exceeded the normal range, he had trouble finding the cause, which he referred to the cases as habitual hyperthermia. So physicians in the 1950s had a long list of possible causes for this kind of fever, some of which were infectious diseases like tuberculosis. However, most offered an obscure diagnosis, and some cases produced evidence of kidney or pancreatic infections or even sepsis. However, it was the cases that don't seem to point to anything that bothered doctors. Okay, so where they didn't look, okay, let's turn over the rock they didn't look under. While the doctors were looking at infectious diseases, they didn't suspect the cause to be fungus, which has recently been identified as possible cause for cancer. So lymphoma can easily occur, as well as other forms of cancer like Hodgkin's disease or lupus. So if the clinical fever is from fungus, it usually eventually carries with it the following symptoms: weight loss, inflamed liver, enlarged lymph nodes, pancreatitis, elevated liver enzymes, anemia, night sweats and shaking chills, bradycardia, which is low heart rate, and aches in joints. So we're also told that HIV is quite possibly a fungus and would fit the description for a type of cancer. So what doctors have since detected is that half of the patients with unknown fevers turn out to be due to infectious disease, and the other half are due to an underlying malignancy of some kind of cancer. So if the fever is due to infection, a gram-negative bacterial blood test can usually spot it. If a gram-negative fungi test is used, it may spot a malignancy. So if the fungus is present, doctors will order CT scans, biopsies of tissue and organs, and they even biopsy of the bone. So that's what they typically order. And so now, of course, the CDC is now telling people about this new fungus, C. aureus, and most of the people in the hospital died of cancer. Huh. Well, let me read you this quote from Dr. Joseph Mercola. He says, frequent fevers or infections can be signs of leukemia, a cancer of the blood cells that starts in the bone marrow. Leukemia causes the marrow to produce abnormal white blood cells, sapping the body's infection-fighting capabilities. And we've also heard that the immune system is what's supposed to keep cancer in check, right? So if your immune system's disabled, how's that going to happen? Well, let's look at the fungus here. So if we look at fungus or fungi, we find it has other names, such as mildew. Mildew has long been referred to as a mold or a blight. And a blight can we often think of as a disease or pest that affects plants or crops, but it can affect any living thing and cause it to wither and die. So the blight is a disease that causes decay. Therefore, mildew is pestilence. Now, in 2012, the notion that cancer was caused by fungus was published by Dr. Mark Serkis. He's an acupuncturist. He published that. However, the physicians of the 50s had kind of already suspected that fungus may be the cause for the fevers and many cancers, but no research was taken seriously. However, the Israelites of the Exodus knew what the ancient plagues were, and mildew was one of them. Yep, Israel was told of the blessings of obedience and the curses for disobedience that they would receive, and it's all written down in Deuteronomy chapter 28. So if they disobeyed, here are the plagues that they would be cursed with. The Lord said in Deuteronomy 28, verses 21 and 22, he says, the Lord shall make the pestilence cleave unto you until it has consumed you from off the land wherever you possess it. And the Lord shall smite thee with consumption and with fever and with inflammation and with extreme burning, and with the sword, and with blasting, and with mildew, which is fungus, which could be cancer, right? And pursue you until you perish. And then the Lord goes on in, verses 59 and 61 of Deuteronomy 28. He goes, then the Lord will make thy plagues and the plagues of thy seed great plagues and of long continuance. Moreover, he will bring upon you the diseases of Egypt, which you are afraid of, and you will and they will cleave unto you. Also, every sickness and every plague which is not written in this book of this law. So we live in a time where new plagues, about five per year, are discovered or created by science, and they may not have been known to ancient Israel, the new ones. That would be the plagues not written of in the Bible and would affect the descendants and anyone disobedient to God. So the generation, the seeds, and long continuance. So, interesting stuff. And God's ways are, you know, God's ways. And some people just don't understand God's ways. We also know that people suffering from cancer usually have a long battle with the disease of long continuance, right? They had a long fight and then they succumbed, right? Well, let's look at the cancer rate real quick. This is just interesting that now, you know, fungus, mildew, it's all coming together. According to the Cancer Institute and World Cancer Research Fund International, in 2015, they had the top 10 countries with the highest cancer rate or mildew fungus rate, and they were, in order of the highest, Denmark, France, Australia, Belgium, Norway, USA, Ireland, Republic of Korea, the Netherlands, and New Caledonia, which is real close to Australia. So these fever of unknown origin, you know, could be the precursor to coming down with some form of mildew slash cancer. Now, I would caution anyone with a fever of unknown origin, which is, you know, a few degrees above 98.6, that, you know, and it may be intermittent. You know, it may come and go. We should take it seriously. Take the symptoms very seriously. We also know that the immune system is our natural guard against all disease, including cancer. And I would suspect that when the immune system encounters a few isolated cancer cells, that it turns on and the fever mechanism kicks in. It normally takes a billion cancer cells in one spot to show up the size of a pencil tip on an X-ray. Now, in ancient times, anyone with a plague was considered unclean, they were isolated, and their home was torn down and burned. That's what they did back then. That was their way of cleansing, right? But today, we can cleanse the body from the inside and try to avoid as much disease, including this nasty fungus. Yep. So when we talk about cleanses, we refer to organ cleanses to remove impurities that can heavily tax the organ function, including your immune system. So a lack of good nutrition also factors into having good health and supporting the system functions. So when we simply cleanse and nourish the body, we can influence health and lower our risk of disease. So if fungus is a concern, you know, I would do an entire system organ cleanse from the bowel to the blood system. Blood system is always usually the last one. So there is a way to do this safely and successfully. And so you want to contact the folks at Apothecary Herbs for their herb organ cleanses. Now, these cleanses are gentle and effective, and you can still carry out your normal routine. So I would also look at the dandelion root product, the tincture they have, because research states that it can destroy all known cancer cells. That was research done by Windsor Medical Hospital in Quebec, Canada. So Apothecary Herbs has your cleanses and your dandelion. And they also have a full line of immune-boosting formulas, some very broad spectrum and some, you know, more targeted, like, you know, the Echinacea Deluxe, which is for the sinusitis issues, sinus infection. So give them a call and order your cleanses or get a free catalog. The number to call is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International number is 704-885-0277. Or you can visit them online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. Let me read you a quote from one of their customers, Dr. Michael Munhill, MD, in Blytheville, Arkansas. He writes, "As an alternative physician, I have access to and constantly compare herbal tinctures from all over the world. Your products are high quality, and please do not ever change quality. I choose Apothecary Herbs for the quality and uniqueness of their formulations." Well, thank you, good Dr. Michael Munhill. We appreciate that feedback very much, and I hope it encourages all of you out there, because with the right tools and the information, you are more powerful than you think, and you have more influence in the positive way for your health. So just remember that God said herbs are here for the service of man, and they're for the healing of the nations, and we all know God can't lie. So you can check out their cleansing packs. You can get the standard or upgraded cleanses. You can get them one at a time or in a package deal, and you can definitely save with their coupon page on thepowerherbs.com. But if you don't do the internet, you can always ask, can I apply one of your coupons to my order? And we'll help you out with that. New catalog is probably going to be 7 days out. So we're real excited. We just got the final proof from the printer, and it looks really good. So we can't wait to get that in your hot little hands. Lots of great information in there, and we'll empower you as well. All right, we got a few minutes before we go over to the bottom of the hour break. Oh, if you are on the website, do sign up for the newsletters. We're getting lots of feedback on the newsletters. The American Survival goes out on Tuesday, and the Health Quest goes out on Fridays. And, of course, this is free, published email-delivered newsletters, no subscription charge. And you get empowering information each and every week, which you can share with family and friends. So, yeah, we need to help one another, right? And get out there and do our part with, you know, helping people, you know, be well. That's what it's about. All right. We were talking about thyroid a few days ago, and we didn't get to finish our thyroid issue. We did mention iodine is really one of the friends of the thyroid. It helps it produce the thyroid hormones, but it's natural iodine we're talking about, not synthetic. And so the natural iodine helps the thyroid process the T3 and T4 hormones. And so when you eat foods that have natural iodine, this gets converted in the intestinal tract to iodide and is easily absorbed and used by your thyroid gland. So your body stores the iodide as a protein complex called thyroglobulin, and your thyroid's metabolism and production of the thyroid hormones are both regulated by this system. And when you have a decrease in your blood thyroid hormones, it tends to trigger a release of TRH, which is a thyroid hormone. And this tells the pituitary gland in your brain to release the thyroid-stimulating hormone. And this produces enzymes, and they get released. And they release also the thyroid hormones into the blood. And that gets delivered to all the cells of the body. And when that happens, the cells of the body get bathed in this nutritional solution made by your thyroid, and this rejuvenates the mitochondria part of your cells. So this is why if your thyroid's healthy and well, you wake up each day feeling refreshed, because that happens at night while you're sleeping. So, and this is why when it's not working well, you feel very tired. So, you know, natural iodine in the diet is a must, and you're sad to say you're not going to get it in an iodized salt. They take out the real iodine from sea salt, and then they put in a synthetic version. So use your sun-dried salt if you want some natural iodine, or a lot of people use seaweed, dults, or kelp, which is fine. But your highest concentration will be in black walnut. And we can talk about black walnut a little bit. I know we got to do a little break here, and we'll cover that when we come back from the break. And we'll see if we can't talk about our annual checkup, just see what status we're at. And also, if we get more time, we have bacteria news. Lots of that. We'll be right back.
Life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief Formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
Double-O-Seven, your assignment is to find out what herb secrets herbalist Wendy Wilson has on Herb Talk Live.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs Emotional Stress Formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
Herb Talk Live has your HMO, Herb Medicine Options, coming up next.
The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
Talk. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and we're talking a little bit about our thyroid today, kind of picking up where we left off. And there are some biological benefits when you get natural iodine to feed your thyroid gland, so it can make the thyroid hormones to regulate cellular oxygen consumption and energy all over your body to your cells. So your thyroid controls many biological and physiological activities like body temperature, growth, reproduction, neuromuscular function, manufacturing proteins, and also helping the skin and hair to grow. So let's see, any antibiotics that you might be on could be interfering. A lot of the broad spectrum antibiotics that have a lot of names, gentamicin, neomycin, streptomycin. These can cause internal damage to the thyroid. Internally, they suppress the natural immune system. However, they also deplete your system of lots of nutrition like calcium, magnesium, nitrogen, potassium, sodium, vitamin A, beta-carotene, healthy fat, vitamin K, iron, all your B vitamins, and a lot of the good digestive floras. So long-term use of any antibiotic therapy can actually cause blood pressure and heart problems, bone problems, muscular weakness, nervous system problems, digestive problems, and fertility problems. So be aware of that. So if you're looking for some black walnut, of course, the folks at Apothecary Herbs do have that in a liquid form. So you can check that out at your leisure. And a lot of people will combine the black walnut with the ginseng formulas as a synergistic effect to help the give the thyroid more energy. And that's very helpful. A lot of people have been able to avoid prescription meds doing that. And it's not supposed to be taken every day for life. It's just to balance, to give that system the nutrition it's been missing. So check it out, thepowerherbs.com, or give them a call. The number is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. And give us some feedback on the new web store. It got a makeover, improved search function. We're doing a little bit more work on it, kind of smoothing out some hiccups, if you will. So we'll be doing that work for the next few days. And hopefully within 2 weeks, we hope to have the new PDF download of the product catalog up there. So work, work, work. Always something going on there. All right. We're going to be talking about real quickly about being prepared for the bacteria. We're moving into the cold and flu season. And so we need to be prepared and keep that immune system heightened and strong because it is like a muscle and needs to be exercised and worked. Suppressing it doesn't help you much. So we are going to be going over some things that are going to help us to brave the bacteria months, which are October through March, which incidentally is the heavy sugar seasons in American lifestyle, because Halloween jump starts all the sugar, and then we move into the holidays, and we have Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's with all the adult beverages, and which convert to sugar, and then, of course, your Valentine's Day. So one candy bar will suppress immune function for about 8 hours. Keep that in mind over the holiday season. Try to limit the sugar consumption. All right, so we live in an era, though, where we have a lot of bacteria that is adapting in order to survive. So bacteria is surviving, mutating, spreading, drug-resistant. And we have people with a lot of weak immune system function. So other than sugar, the things that suppress and weaken immune system function are antibiotics and vaccines. So bacteria could be lurking anywhere, your foods, your soil, your air, your water, and you could easily become infected. So it's real important to have a good, strong immune system. So pharmaceutical companies really are not developing all that many new antibiotics to treat pathogens. Some people say that may be a good thing. Some people say it's not. So at what point do we stop promoting the drug-resistant mutating bacteria through all these drugs? So on the other hand, where does that leave us when we encounter these hardy super surviving superbugs, mutating types of bacteria? So we're going to look at some of our alternatives real quickly. So here's the reason why antibiotics tend to be limited. When we use antibiotics to fight bacterial infections, we produce bacteria that adapts. One reason is the bacteria adapts because the antibiotics have isolated chemical components that the bacteria can adapt or mimic in order to evade the drug. Or the bacteria can make its own antidote to the antibiotic. And modern medicine says this is mutating bacteria. So the bacteria can develop resisting microbes within a short time, like within 3 months. And when you send in one-dimensional type antibiotics supposedly to treat or destroy a bacterial pathogen, it could be like trying to crack a code that's comprised of more than just one or two digits. So it's really not a problem for the adapting bacteria to resist then the very limited or one-dimensional antibiotic drug. So we need, medicine says, more complex antibacterial agents to fight off and defeat unfriendly bacteria. So that's what medicine is saying. So if antibiotics are so easy for bacteria to identify and code and defeat, what could be used to stop bacterial invasions? Well, logic would suggest we use more of a complex component, which is not so easily identified and defended against by the bacteria. So do we have anything that fits that type of counter defense? Well, yes, we do. It's called herbs. Bacterial fighting herbs have very complex properties, not so easily identified to make an antidote for. So herbs that contain very complex bacterial fighting compounds, which go way beyond antibiotics, that's what we have. So let's take a look at some of these very complex herbs that have a powerhouse of defense for us when we want to fight infectious diseases that are resistant to antibiotics. So our ancient ancestors have used herbs like garlic to fight infections for thousands of years. And while the elite had expensive doctors with fancy tools and very strange off-the-wall treatments, the poor, they had garlic. It's a poor man's antibiotic. That's what it is. The poor had sanitary and malnutrition problems, and that all worked against them on top of their probably limited diet. So it kind of worked against them. And so bacterial infection was very common. However, they often survived their illnesses when they used garlic. Garlic has a very broad spectrum compound, and it's used against viruses, bacteria, and even parasites and fungi. Don't forget that. So if you had to compare the defensive action of garlic to a drug, it would be equivalent to penicillin. So it is very effective against foodborne pathogens, staph infections, strep infections, salmonella, and E. coli. So in my opinion, it isn't whether to use garlic or not, but whether what form. Are you going to use tablets, liquids? Are you going to use raw garlic? You want to keep in mind that pills and tablets are going to take time to be digested. They do have fillers in them. Eating raw garlic is a good option, but you're going to need probably six or more cloves to do the job, and that could be a bit nauseating for people. Now, liquid concentrates are absorbed right away and offer an alternative to eating large doses of raw garlic. So garlic naturally will thin the blood, so use caution if you're on medicine that will be a blood thinner. So if you're taking anticoagulants, you want to, use caution there. Now, the other thing about it is these pathogens, these superbugs, they can't build a resistance to garlic. Garlic's so complex a compound. It's not a single dimension. So this is why it works so well. Onion is also on the list. I like to add onion because it is cousin to the garlic. And it has this wonderful antiseptic compound to it, and it provides the body with a lot of natural whole food, vitamin A and C, has high amounts of potassium and magnesium. And these nutrients are going to be essential to help protect cells and also move fluids to cleanse away infection. So onion will help the body move mucus or phlegm along with the bacterial pathogen out of the body, or the virus infection, or even the fungus. So this is why our ancient ancestors, when you had a chest cold, they put an onion pack on your chest. They would. It also reduces a lot of inflammation. And in ancient times, garlic and onion juice were applied even internally and externally to the body to fend off infectious bacteria during plagues. There's a lot of people that, we'll cut an onion in half and just leave it in their rooms to purify the air because the pathogens are attracted to the onion. It's interesting. Echinacea is on the list. Lovely echinacea. I love echinacea root. It's packed with antibacterial fighting compounds. Lots of them. Very complex. Pathogens can't code them. So the human immune system will use these compounds and magnify the strength and natural efficiency of your immune system defense. And I prefer to use the root of the echinacea, not the stem, not the flower. So you want it harvested when it's in the fall. All the nutrition's gone back to the root. And this is when the majority of plant compounds return to the root and are more potent than a flower or a leaf. And fresh echinacea root will be the most powerful. Dried root is still very impressive, but you want to be careful how you store and how you process dried root. You want to be real careful about that. When we get our fresh root in at Apothecary Herbs, oh, it is just gorgeous. The root is just gorgeous, and it has this pink. When you cut into it, it has a little white and pink inside. It's so pretty. And it smells. It has a smell. It's just hard to describe, but it kind of smells like baked goods. You know, so when we are processing fresh echinacea root and the FedEx or the, you know, the mail people come and drop off supplies, they go, are you baking cake? They want to know what smells so good. It's the echinacea root. It's just roots. It's just roots. But it has this wonderful aroma. And if you plant echinacea in your garden, you'll get lots of bees to come by and butterflies. They just love the cone flower on the echinacea. So you can, depending on your zone, like we're in zone 7, so we can plant echinacea potpourea or angustifolia. Echinacea angustifolia kind of likes a little bit of a cooler climate, but still will do well. And it grows to probably about 2 feet high. And, you know, you get, and you let it come back. It'll come back every year. It'll come back every year in your garden, and it's just gorgeous and beautiful. Okay. So I encourage you to put some in your garden. If you've got an herb garden out there, grow some echinacea. This is great. Very powerful. I will combine echinacea with my garlic and my onion and some other herbs as well for synergistic power. But if you use echinacea by itself, it's still excellent. I like to use echinacea, American ginseng, astragalus root for layering of the synergistic power. And it just boosts the immune system and shortens duration or whatever it is, like in 2 days or less. If you get it, nip it in the bud, you'll be good that afternoon. All right, thyme. I like thyme. It's real important to have some of that on hand. It is going to combat bacteria, especially congestive respiratory ones. During the Victorian age, they would use thyme oil to disinfect and clear away foul-smelling bacteria. It also has the power to kill parasites. But it's great for coughs, like whooping cough, diphtheria. So they use that for hundreds of years for that, and it just soothes the cough mechanism so you can get some rest, too. So thyme is one of those things you want to have on hand, T-H-Y-M-E. I like also marshmallow root. It has a lot of antibacterial properties. It also soothes irritation and inflamed tissue. So I'll use marshmallow root. And, of course, we mentioned the ginsengs because not only does it help with bacterial fighting capability, but it also moves pathogens out of the body fast. So it kind of fast tracks the removal of all the infectious debris the immune system has worked on. So I love ginseng. You can get the American or Siberian. They're both good. American does cost more. You're talking, what, $180 a pound for Siberian ginseng now. And it keeps going up. It's, you know, it's, if it gets over harvested, that's what happens. Ginger root, love ginger. Ginger root's real important for circulation to small capillaries. So that's really important, especially if you're diabetic. So ginger has also the ability to clear away bacterial pathogens. They won't have any place to hide. Ginger accentuates the power of other herbs, so you can layer in your echinacea, your garlics and things, and it will just benefit and improve on those infectious disease-fighting herbs is what I call them. Peppermint leaf, you can have some of that. It is has great properties at fighting bacterial pathogens. If you're got an infant or a toddler, do not give it to them because of the menthol kind of irritates them, the natural menthol in the peppermint leaf. But it has a synergistic effect, and it has an analgesic effect. So peppermint's great. So you can check out a bunch of these. All of them are at thepowerherbs.com. You can check it out, thepowerherbs.com. Give them a call toll-free and get a catalog at 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. So empower yourself, because that's what I want to see, everybody out there just feeling great. They can do it. They know how to do it. They got tools, and they're going to learn so much more because it's so encouraging. Once you get your feet wet and you say, hey, I got over that. I did this. And you did it with God's medicine. See? Yep. That's what it is. I keep getting these notes passed to me here. Trump 33, Clinton 9 is what I guess the polls are showing. I don't know. Well, God's will be done, whichever the turnout is. Personally, I'm kind of hoping Trump gets in because I am so done with career politicians and lawyers. I am. All right, moving along. We got a few minutes, so we're going to be talking about our annual checkup because a lot of folks think an annual checkup refers, hey, I got to go to the doctor's office, get a set up an appointment. It's a yearly thing. But an annual checkup that I'm going to be talking about is checking to make sure that you have essentials on hand, even for unforeseen events. Now, most people are kind of tired of hearing about, you know, well, I got to get prepared for the worst. And I agree. You know, I'm tired of hearing about that, too. But it's better to be prepared and have things on hand and not have and you don't have to use them and to find out, you know, you don't have anything and you need something. So Plus, a lot of the products that I would recommend you have, like the herbal tinctures, have a 10-year shelf life if you store them properly. So they do have a long shelf life. They'll be on hand when you need them. So, but, you know, the economy's tight. So thepowerherbs.com does have a stock-up page for budgets. So you can go in there and you can kind of see if you had to stock something up, what would it be? And so these will give you ideas in these sections on the website, and you can also check it out in the catalog, what it would be to stock up with if you, you know, if you had to have something for emergency purposes. So you can check that out, thepowerherbs.com, the budget stock up. There's also a non-budget stock up, so you can get the year supply if you want. But if you need something customized, let them know, and they'll work with you on that. So I have pretty much my own stock up strategy. Maybe you have yours too. But those on a tight budget, you know, it's really important to make those dollars stretch and count. So, you know, you want to make sure you got your immune boosting, formulas. You want to make sure you have, your liquid stitches to stop bleeding in a few seconds. You want to make sure maybe you, if you have somebody with cardio issues, you want the heart attack pack, or the pandemic kit, which you can use for cold and flu as well. You want to make sure you have some items on hand because, you know, if we do have problems and infrastructure isn't what we're used to, you're going to have difficulty finding things. So have some things on hand and properly store them. And, you know, you can even have some things for your pets because a lot of herbs can be used for pets. And you could just adjust the dose by the pet's weight because every order that goes out from Apothecary Herbs, they have a master sheet, and it has that formula on there how you can adjust the doses by weight, whether it's pets or children. So you know how to do that. So if there is a mega disaster, you should have some things on hand even for your pets. So, you know, pick up some power greens for the pets. And, you know, if you're feeding them people food, you can put some of that on there. Also, you want to make sure you get a snake bite kit because, you know, dogs are curious. They like to go wrestle with snakes and get bit. And so you want to have something on hand for that. And especially if you live in areas where you have snakes, like here in North Carolina, we have rattlesnakes. They call them mountain rattlesnakes. And we have the copperheads. Those are the two snakes that are real prevalent here. We have black snakes, too, but they're not poisonous. And but if you're in Texas, you know, you're going to have some different snakes there. Or if you're in Florida, you know. So water moccasins and things, you know, if you're in a very wet environment. So definitely have something on hand. I mean, common sense, you know, if you can get some emergency treatment at the hospital, do go. But the snake bite kit is something you can use in the interim, or if there is no hospital to go to, it's there for you to minimize damage. And if you do go to the hospital, I know 2 years ago somebody got bit by a snake in our area. It was like almost a six-figure hospital bill, and he was only there 12 hours for a copperhead bite. I was like, goodness. So, yeah, you want to be able to help the body deal with the venom, depending on what you got bit from. Some venoms can cause neurological repression, and you definitely need a hospital. They may have an anti-serum antidote for you. So use common sense. But if you're in a remote area, take a snake bite kit with you. You know, it's portable. It's in a one-pound pack. You carry it with you. Just loop it through your belt, and you got it. So thepowerherbs.com, they try to think of things like that so that, you know, if you're on bare bones, you have something out there to work with. So, you know, if you've got, I guess what I'm talking about is situational awareness. You know, be aware of the time in which you live in and start thinking proactively. You know, because if we get into a situation where medical supplies are sparse, and in you're on lifelong medicines, what will you do? So I cringe when I hear people to say, oh, I'm on diabetic medicines. I'm on cardiovascular medicines. I'm on this. I'm on that. And I'm like, your body's so dependent on that. So you should have some backup medicines just in case. And like I said, long shelf life, so they'll be ready. So check out thepowerherbs.com. They have different categories. They have categories for pain, diabetes, digestion, of course, immune system, organ cleansing, just for men and just for women in the kids section, the Dr. Mom approved stuff. So try to think about what you're going to do in case there is some sort of emergency, and don't be, you know, found unprepared. So you should have, of course, you know, your backup defense and water and food, but never, never forget your backup medicines, whatever they may be. So check it out, thepowerherbs.com. And you know, just empower yourself with God's good medicine here for the service of man. The pandemic kit is just very versatile. The Power Herbs kit is versatile. You get 13 formulas in that and a master sheet, and you can use the formulas by themselves for certain problems or in combination for different problems. So it's very versatile. So thepowerherbs.com, that's where your healthcare options just became endless. Check it out, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. If you're serious about herbs, you need apothecary herbs. I'm out of time. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician if you dare before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, be well.